Welcome to Concrete Echo, a beginner Ableton Live 12 session all about bassline swing for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this lesson, we're not trying to build some huge, overcomplicated neuro bass monster. We're aiming for something much more useful right away, a tight, DJ-ready bassline that feels like it sits in the pocket with the drums, pushes and pulls a little bit, and brings that rolling warehouse energy that old school DNB does so well. Think of the drums as the engine and the bass as the steering wheel and the weight. If the bass line is working, the track suddenly feels alive. It doesn't just sit there on the grid. It breathes. It bounces. It answers the breakbeat instead of fighting it. So let's get into it. First, set your Ableton Live set to 170 BPM. That's a classic tempo for jungle and DNB, and it immediately puts you in the right zone. Then set up a clean 2-bar loop. That short loop is important, because beginners often write bass ideas that are too long too early. In this style, a short loop is easier to make tight, heavy, and memorable. If you already have drums, great. Keep them playing. If not, just build a simple kick and snare skeleton for now. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Keep enough space for the break to breathe later. The whole point is to hear how the bass interacts with the drum pocket. Now let's build the sound. Load up Operator or Waveeatable on your bass MIDI track. For beginners, Operator is a great choice because it's simple and clean, especially for sub-based work. Start with a sine-style tone or something very close to it. Keep the attack instant, the decay fairly short, and the release short as well, so the notes stay punchy instead of smearing into each other. A good starting point is a note shape that feels more like a pluck than a pad. You want the bass to hit, speak, and get out of the way. That gives the snare room to crack and the break room to keep moving. After the synth, a saturator. Keep it subtle at first. A little drive goes a long way here. We are not trying to destroy the sub. We're trying to give it enough harmonics so it reads on smaller speakers and gets a bit of that gritty DNB edge. Turn soft clip on if needed, and listen carefully as you push it. Then add EQ8. If the bass feels boxy or cloudy, gently clean up some low-mid buildup, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Be careful not to carve away the fundamental. The sub is the foundation, so we want to keep that strong and focused. If you want a little more movement, you can add a second layer for a mild Reese feel. Keep it quiet. This is not the main event. The sub should still be the star, while the mid layer adds a little menace and texture underneath. Now for the actual groove. Write a simple 2-bar MIDI pattern. Keep it short and danceable. A really good beginner pattern might be just 4 to 6 notes total, with at least one rest. Think in pairs, not in a giant stream of notes. One note makes a statement. The next note answers it. That's where a lot of the jungle and old school energy comes from. A simple approach is to place a stronger bass note at the start of the bar, then a shorter answer after the snare, then maybe another pickup before the loop comes back around. You do not need many notes to make this work. In fact, too many notes will usually make the break feel crowded. Here's a really important idea. Let the snare stay boss. If you're not sure whether a bass note should stay, mute it and listen to the snare. If the snare suddenly feels bigger and cleaner, that bass note was probably getting in the way. In DNB, the bass has to support the groove, not swallow it. Now let's add swing. This is the heart of the lesson. Concrete Echo's swing is not about throwing random groove on everything and hoping for the best. It's about nudging certain notes slightly late or early, so the bass line feels like it leans into the beat. You can do this in two easy ways. One way is to move a few short notes manually by a tiny amount, just a few milliseconds late. The other way is to use Ableton's groove pool with a light groove setting. If you go with groove pool, keep it subtle. You want a little shuffle, not a drunk bass line. A good rule is to keep your anchor notes tight and only swing the offbeat notes. That way the groove feels human, but the low end still hits with confidence. In this style, small timing moves matter more than big ones. A tiny shift can completely change the pocket. Now listen to the bass with the drums playing. Does the bass hit right on top of the snare? If so, maybe shorten it or move it slightly. Does it clash with the kick? Maybe the note length is too long. Does it feel too static? Add a small pickup note or a short reply after the snare. Does it feel too busy? Remove one note and see if the groove instantly gets stronger. Very often, less is more in this kind of drum and bass. One of the best old-school tricks is call and response. Let one note act like the call, then let the next note answer it. Even if the pitch stays the same, changing the length, velocity, or start time makes the phrase feel intentional. That's what gives a simple loop some attitude. Next, use velocity as a groove tool. Make the main anchor notes a little stronger and the ghost notes a little softer. That contrast can create a shove forward feeling, without adding any extra MIDI clutter. Sometimes the difference between a flat loop and a rolling loop is just a few velocity changes. Now we add motion with automation. Put auto filter after the synth and saturator. Start with a low pass filter if you want the sound darker and more controlled. Then automate the cutoff very slightly, maybe opening it a bit at the end of bar 2 and dropping it back at the start of the loop. That little breathe in, breathe out movement helps the bass feel alive without becoming flashy. You can also automate saturator drive a little on certain notes if you want extra impact, or automate volume slightly for accents. Keep it restrained. We're going for pressure, not chaos. At this stage, pay attention to the low end. Keep the sub centered and mono. That matters a lot in DNB. If the low end gets wide, the groove can start sounding blurry and weak. Use utility if needed to keep the width under control. If you have a sub layer and a mid layer, keep the sub mono and let only the mid layer have a little width if necessary. Also, keep listening to the low mid range. If the bass feels muddy, a small cleanup with EQ8 can help a lot. The goal is a bassline that feels heavy but disciplined. Strong low end, clear drums, no clutter. Since this lesson sits in the DJ Tools world, think about how this loop would work in a set. A good DJ Tool bassline is readable. It's easy to mix. It leaves space. It can sit underneath another track without fighting everything. So imagine a stripped back intro where the drums come in first, then the bass enters slowly, maybe with a filter opening, and then the full groove lands. That way, the bassline doesn't just sound good in isolation. It actually works in a real mix. You can also create a simple loop variation every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe change the last note in bar 2. Maybe remove one bass hit for a bar to create space. Maybe make one pickup slightly shorter or more accented. That tiny variation keeps the loop from feeling stale, and it's especially effective in darker DNB where restraint often hits harder than complexity. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the bass too busy. If the bass line is constantly moving, it will fight the break. Don't swing everything too much, either. Too much swing can make the groove feel sloppy instead of heavy. Don't let the kick and sub clash on every strong beat if you can help it. And don't make the low end too wide. Mono sub is your friend. Also, always check the bass with the drums. A bass line can sound great solo and fall apart in context. The loop has to work with the break. That's the real test. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set your project to 170 BPM. Make a 2-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and a simple break. Build a bass sound with operator. Write a 4-6 note pattern with at least one rest. Move 2 notes slightly late, or apply a very light groove. Add saturator and auto filter. Automate the cutoff slightly at the end of bar 2. Then listen carefully and remove 1 note if the groove feels crowded. Duplicate the clip and make 1 tiny variation. If you can nod your head to the loop and imagine it under a jungle drop, you've done it right. So let's recap the big idea. Build the bass around the drums, not apart from them. Keep the pattern short, simple, and loopable. Use small timing shifts to add swing. Use stock Ableton devices like operator, saturator, auto filter, EQ8, and utility to shape the sound. Keep the sub mono and the low end clean. And add just one small variation every few bars so the loop stays alive. That's the concrete echo mindset. A bassline doesn't need to be complicated to feel powerful. If the swing is right, the notes are placed well, and the low end stays disciplined, the groove will hit hard with that authentic jungle and old school pressure. All right, let's make it roll.